Luke chapter 10 and verse 17. And the 70 returned again with joy, saying, Lord, even the devils are subject unto us through thy name. And he said unto them, I beheld Satan as lightning fall from heaven. Behold, I give unto you power to tread on serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt you. Notwithstanding, in this rejoice not that the spirits are subject unto you, but rather rejoice because your names are written in heaven. In that hour, Jesus rejoiced in the Spirit and said, I thank thee, O Father, Lord of heaven and earth, that thou hast hid these things from the wise and prudent and hast revealed them unto babes. Even so, Father, for so it seemed good in thy sight. All things are delivered to me of my Father, and no man knoweth who the Son is but the Father, and who the Father is but the Son, and he to whom the Son will reveal him. I want to preach a little bit this morning on our reasons to rejoice. Our reasons to rejoice. In this chapter, it's one of the probably most quoted verses when we get to thinking about why we should rejoice. Many of preachers have quoted this verse. The verse or verses where Satan had, Jesus said, I beheld him as lightning fall. And he said, behold, I give you power. And he was talking to the 70 now. He said, I give you power to tread on serpents and scorpions. And listen to this. And over all the power of the enemy. Can you imagine that our Lord and Savior had given them all power over all the enemy? And this was a great promise that hinged with that. He said, and nothing shall by any means hurt you. Nothing shall by any means hurt you. Our Lord had given them such great authority and power and protection. And it all was his. This was not their power, it was his power. He said, all power is given unto me. Isn't that what Jesus said? In heaven and in earth. And he gave power to the 70 to go out. And they went out and they cast out devils. Devils were subject unto them. And, you know, my mind tends to lean today to the real charismatic crowd. That's what they're rejoicing over. They say, look at the devils we cast out. And that is where they rejoice. But you don't hear them rejoicing over what Jesus said to rejoice over. It makes me wonder if they know the real reason to rejoice. Jesus told his 70 here the real reason for rejoicing. He said, not that the spirits are subject unto you. He said, but rather rejoice. Rather rejoice because your names are written in heaven. Now, I tell you what, if you want to be happy about something, happy that your name is written in heaven. I mean, knowing that. Knowing that our Lord said, your name is now in heaven. Your name is written in heaven. I have your name in heaven. There's no greater assurance than knowing that your name is in heaven. I mean, to know that our Lord has placed our name in heaven. It's greater than if, listen, if you saw me as your pastor this morning, bring somebody up here to the front and cast the devil out of them, and you knew it. You could see it. It'd be a scary thing to me. But I'll tell you what, I wouldn't be near, Jesus said, don't be near as excited about that as you would be knowing your name is recorded in heaven. Written there. Your name. I mean, personally, think about that. We can rejoice that our name is written in heaven. Amen. There's other reasons to rejoice. In Matthew 5:12, Jesus said this. He said, rejoice and be exceeding glad, for great is your reward in heaven. And he was talking about those that were persecuted for his name's sake. He said, for so persecuted they the prophets before you. Rejoice because your reward is great in heaven. You know, for the child of God, there are rewards that our Lord said would be waiting for us in heaven. Jesus said this through the Apostle Paul, Paul's inspiration. He said, the time of my departure is at hand. I've fought a good fight. I've finished my course. I've kept the faith. Henceforth is laid up for me a crown of righteousness, which the Lord shall give to me at that day that I go, and not to me only, but unto all them also that love his appearing. If you just love the Lord's appearing, there's a crown of rejoicing waiting for you. A reward waiting. Just for loving the appearing of our Lord. Amen? Now I tell you, if you know your name's in heaven, and you're rejoicing because you love the thought of the Lord's coming, amen, you've got something to rejoice in. You've got much to rejoice in. That's what the Lord said. Now the Lord was also, he gave some parables. And I want us to look at these in a slightly different way and more of a spiritual application. But he talked about a shepherd in Luke chapter 15, verse 6. And he had lost a sheep. But he had went after that sheep. And he came back and he said, rejoice with me, for I have found the sheep which was lost. The shepherd finding one that was lost. That's something to rejoice in. To rejoice with the shepherd finding one that was lost. Amen? What a blessing. And then he goes on down and he's talking about a woman. She had lost a coin, and she swept the house diligently looking for that coin. But here's how she said it. When she found it, she went to her friends and said, rejoice with me, for I have found the coin I lost. No, this is what she said. She said, for I have found the peace which I had lost. Like a P-I-E-C-E, the peace of coin, the peace of money that I had. And I got to thinking, how many children of God have lost a peace? Maybe it's a P-E-A-C-E. Maybe the peace that they have not felt in some time, like that woman, they are looking diligently to find that peace. Well, when they find it, it's a good reason to rejoice. Amen? If we could rejoice over a coin, amen, a piece of coin, surely we could rejoice over the peace of God. Rejoice because the shepherd has found that which is lost. Rejoice because your name is written in heaven. Rejoice because you have a reward in heaven. Listen, rejoice today because we're going to heaven. I love Brother Carl's verse this morning that he had quoted over in Colossians 1. How that God had made us meet to be partakers of the inheritance of the saints in light. How he had delivered us from the power of darkness. Amen. Into the kingdom of his dear son. That's something to rejoice over. Amen. In whom we have redemption through his blood. We've got a lot to shout about today. Amen. Just knowing that we're saved. Saved. Saved from hell. Amen. Think about that. If that was the only, many preachers have said that, if that was the only thing the Lord ever did for us, that's enough to rejoice over. Amen. If he never helped me along another day, just knowing I ain't got to go to hell. Amen. Just knowing that you're saved and you ain't going to hell. That's enough to rejoice over. We're not going to hell today. Hell from beneath is moved, but it ain't moved for me. Amen. It's moved for thee, the lost. But it's not moved for me, you can say. It's not moving for me. I'll never face the flames of hell. Amen. It's faith. Faith in God's great salvation that he has delivered us from darkness and delivered us from hell. Rejoice because your name's written in heaven. You're not going to hell. Amen. Rejoice because Jesus did say, I beheld Satan as lightning. The devil ain't going to be there. That's something good to rejoice in. The devil ain't going to be in heaven. There ain't going to be no hard times when we get with Christ. Amen? There ain't going to be no more hard life. No more hard days. No more trials and tribulations. Amen? No more storms and valleys. No more death and no more pain. Former things are passed away. We can rejoice. Rejoice. Rejoice, Jesus said, not because the spirits are subject unto you, but rather rejoice because your names are written in heaven. That says security for me. Amen? That says that I've got a heavenly citizenship. Not only a heavenly citizenship, but a heavenly home. Jesus said, I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go to prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself. Where I am, there you may be also. Our citizenship. But then he also said, in my Father's houses are many mansions. My Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would not have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. Amen? A heavenly home. What about that? And the Lord, he said, the Lord rejoiced. The Lord rejoiced. He rejoiced in spirit and said, I thank thee, O Father, Lord of heaven and earth, that thou hast hid these things from the wise and prudent. You see, the lost, even the wisest, the wisdom of this world, they don't understand it. They don't believe it. Amen. They don't know about it. He said, you've hid these things and hast revealed them unto babes. Even so, Father, for it so it seemed good in thy sight. All things are delivered to me of my Father, Jesus said. And no man knoweth who the Son is but the Father. And who the Father is but the Son, and he to whom the Son will reveal it. We can rejoice because we know the Father. Amen? I have a Father in heaven. He's the Father in heaven and earth. Amen? And Jesus let me know about it. Jesus revealed him to us. He said, and to whom he reveals him to. Which means the Lord. The Lord is the one that reveals the Father to you and I. Amen? We would not have known Christ had the Father not drawn us. And we wouldn't know the Father had Christ not been revealed him unto us. With complete darkness. Amen? Complete. No understanding. I heard somebody the other day, I just had to switch him off. He was talking about Christianity and how people lean upon that for a crutch and how they love Israel and say it's a blessing to be for them. And he's just on and on and on. He just went on a big rant and a big cuss. I'll tell you, the world can rant and cuss all they want. They are in darkness. Thank God we are in the light. We can rejoice because we have been brought in the light. Amen. They don't have any understanding. God have mercy on them. God have mercy on them. For a man to think he's so right when he's so wrong. So right, but yet so wrong. That's what in darkness is. Amen. Professing themselves to be wise, they became fools. Fools. I'm glad I'm not a fool today. I believe in the Father, don't you? I believe in His Son, Jesus. Amen. His Holy Spirit. God hath revealed them unto us. Amen. Not rejoicing. Not rejoicing because the devils are subject. Not rejoicing because we could, if we could, tread on serpents and tread on scorpions. That nothing by any means would hurt us. Now listen, that promise right there was to the 70. I'll tell you why. Because Paul got bit by a serpent. He didn't tread on it. He got bit by it. And then Paul had been buffeted by Satan, didn't he? On and on. Troubled him. Troubled him. Troubled him. What a great man he was. What a great man of faith he was. Listen, this promises at this time for these 70. But the name in heaven, listen, the Lord has promised that to all them that believe. I really believe that. Amen. Now listen, if you want to believe that you can go take up serpents, then don't do it in here. Go do it out there. You want to step on scorpions barefooted, do it out there. Amen. Not trying to be funny, but I am saying the Lord has given us a great promise. He even showed us in Revelation at the great white throne judgment, that's the one thing God's going to judge the lost by. Where's their name? Where is their name? The books were opened. Another book was opened, which is the book of life. And the dead, it's the lost. The dead were judged out of those things which were written in the books. And of course, one of them's the book of life. What's in the book of life? The names of them that have eternal life. Amen. Them that's not been blotted out. That's right. Read your Bible. Read your Bible. You'll find out. Listen, our names are secured in heaven. Secured in heaven. We have much to rejoice over. Rejoice. Rejoice. He talked about John the Baptist in John 5. He said he was a burning and a shining light. Listen what Jesus said. And you were willing for a season to rejoice in his light. I want to tell you something. We should rejoice in another believer's light. You take a young believer and gets saved, we should rejoice in that. You take a Christian that's really trying to do right, live for God, their lights burn. Amen. We should rejoice in a burning light. Every burning light. Amen. Every child of God is a light shining. We should rejoice in that. Thank God for one another's salvation. Thank God for your light. Thank God that you're a lighted being. Amen. Not in darkness anymore. Thank God your light's shining. And thank God we can really rejoice when it's really burning. Amen. That's what they did to John. They were willing to rejoice in his light for a season. I saw that the other day, reading that, thinking about the things we could rejoice in. Listen, what an encouragement that is to one another. To rejoice in one another's light. How many times do we feel maybe alone? Nobody's encouraged you as a believer. Nobody's thanked you for what you do for the Lord. We go through a lot of times days. Listen, we're not in this to get pats on the back. But every light should be rejoiced over. Amen. Not just the preacher, the Sunday school teacher, or a singer. Every light. We should rejoice in that light. When we see a light, we should rejoice in that light. Amen. The Lord said on down, he said, blessed are the eyes which see the things that you see. He was telling his disciples. You see the things that you see. For I tell you that many prophets and kings have desired to see those things which ye see and have not seen them, to hear those things which ye hear and have not heard them. We can rejoice in what we hear. Many prophets and kings would rejoice to hear the gospel you and I get to hear every week. Get to hear the message of Christ on the cross, to really hear it. Maybe they had a picture of it. Abraham saw his day. I think Abraham, according to that verse, he could kind of see that God's lamb was going to die. He told his son, God shall provide himself, not us, but himself, a sacrifice. He said, Abraham rejoiced, saw my day. He saw my day and rejoiced. But to really be able to hear the gospel until Isaiah 53, and then many was wondering, who is this? Who is this that the prophet's speaking of? Who is this? But we know who it was. We know who it was. And we have Matthew and Mark and Luke and John and Acts and Romans. Are you listening to me? And on and on and on. Telling the great news, the gospel of Christ, how he suffered and died. Amen. How he fulfilled all. What Brother Brandon's been teaching in the book of Hebrews. How Christ fulfilled everything in the Old Testament. all that the Hebrews looked to. He was showing them Christ in it. Christ showing them the light that they could rejoice in this great salvation. This so great a salvation. Rejoice because your name's written in heaven. Rejoice because you're not going to hell. Rejoice because God loves you. Amen. Rejoice. Not just because of your light, that you've been made a light, but that the light of God was revealed unto you. I can remember so many times God convicting me as a lost man. And about the only thing I understood was that I was lost. I needed to be saved. I was lost and I needed to be saved. And that'd be enough. But when it really burned bright and I saw, yeah, I was lost. Going to hell. I need to be saved. And I saw who could save me. I saw who could save me. And it just got brighter and brighter and brighter. The more He reveals Himself to us, the greater the light shines. He said, walk in the light. Rejoice because you walk in the light. Walk in the light as He is in the light. The light of God's truth. Amen. The light of His salvation. Our sins are forgiven by His precious blood. Well, that's something to rejoice over, ain't it? So many things that you and I could rejoice in. Why do we not rejoice more? We should rejoice always. In everything, give thanks. Thank God for His blood. Thank God our sins are gone. He's nailed to His cross. Thank God we're saved and we're not going to hell. Thank God we have a home that it's secure. The eternal life God given us is exactly that. Eternal life. We're going to live forever. What an amazing promise from Christ. You and I, we're going to live forever. Amen. I want you to stand. I'm done.